You're listening to Amr V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masecha Shabbos, Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. Just something I noticed is interesting that last Daf, Chaf Dalet, we finished Hanukkah. So it's interesting that as we go into the 25th, we've already finished all the Hanukkah stuff. So now we're still in the sugya of oil and lights, and we are continuing our discussion of burning Truma oil. So let's see. Let's see what we could do. Starting from the third line, right? So we just gave four different pshatim in the source of the iser of burning kadshim, which would include tamei truma oil, burning kadshim on Yom Tov. We gave four different sources for it, and now we are going to discuss this iser further. We're on the second line, the last part of the second line. So b'yom tohuda aser. So right, that's what we just stated, that it's aser to burn this oil on Yom Tov habichol shapir dami. But the implication would be that it is actually permitted to burn this oil on non Yom Tov day. Now Rashi just clarifies what we mean over here, that the chiddush, like, obviously, but lehasenuye mina, that you're able to get benefit from it, which is interesting, right? That we would think it's tame, you should not benefit from it, but no, it's tame truma. You can't consume it. Well, you can't eat it, but you can have it consumed as a fuel for a fire. You can cook from it. You can benefit from the heat, from the light provided by it. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason for that distinction? Why are you allowed to benefit from Tamei Truma oil? So Amarav, Rav says, Kishem shemitzvah lisrof ha-kadshim shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisrof es ha-truma shenitmes. That just as it's a mitzvah to burn kadshim that became Tamei, right, we have that mitzvah, so too it's a mitzvah to burn truma that became Tamei. The Amra Torah b'shas biura tehane mimena, and just like the Torah says regarding the kadshim, you can benefit from it. So too, that would carry over to truma as well. So the Torah tells us that when you burn certain kadshim that you need to burn, you're allowed to benefit from it. Therefore, the same would seem to apply by burning tamei truma oil. Now the Gemara says, hold on. Heichan Amra Torah. Where did the Torah say that? He said the Torah says. Where does the Torah say that? Bring me a source. Midr Rav Nachman, based on the teaching of Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravuha, Amar Kra. So he quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'ani and behold, and I, Hine, behold, Nesati lecha es mishmeres trumosai." Hashem said, right? So Hashem says, "Behold, I have given to you the mishmeres, the responsibility, the guards, right, that you have, the things that you have to keep, the laws you have to keep regarding my trumos, trumosai, right? Doesn't say trumasi, trumosai, bishte trumos sakasumadaber. The Torah is talking about two different types of trumos. Otherwise, it said trumasi, not trumosai. Achas truma tahora, v'achas truma tmeya. One is, right, so if there's two different trumos, what does that mean? What chilek is there? So it must be talking about, sometimes you have truma that's tahor, and sometimes you have truma that's tahora, and sometimes you have truma that's temeya. And we're talking about both. V'amarachmana licha. And the Torah says regarding these that they should be licha, for you. Shelecha tihe lahasika. Tachas tavshilcha. That these are for you, that they should be used to light fire, to ignite fire under your tavshil, under your cooked foods. So we're going to see another pshat in a moment, but just to get this first pshat down. So the Torah says, uses a lot, it says that I have given to you trumosai, the laws of trumosai, of my trumos. I have given, meaning I have given my two different types of trumos to you. You can benefit from two different types of trumos. What two different types of trumos? So it must be tahor trumos and tamei trumos. How can I benefit from, so tahor trumos, I know how I can benefit from it. I can eat it. How can I bet, but the Torah over here says I can benefit from, implies I can benefit from tamei trumos as well. How is that possible? Ah, it must be that you can benefit from them, not through eating them, but through burning them and benefiting from the fire. So that is the first pshat, the first source for benefiting from the from these trumos. Levi is same, and if you want, you could say a different pshat as well. Mid Rabbi Abahu, from that which Rabbi Abahu taught. Was the first one also Rabbi Abahu? No, it was not. De Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, velo bi'arti mimenu betame. Right, so we say over here that I am not, okay, so this is a declaration from what's called Vidoy Meiser. Okay, so Vidoy Meiser, does anybody know where Vidoy Meiser is in the Torah? Where it's found? What?
I don't remember.
Parshas Kisavo. Unbelievable, oh, right?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah. I think it's the second Aliyah, so we'll get there soon. It's actually, it wasn't one of my nights last week, but I think like last week we had like two different psukim, I think, from Parshas Kisetze. Ravi Mechanecha Kadosh, and there were a couple of psukim in last week's Amudim that went Kisetze. Now we're in Kisavo. So there's a mitzvah called Vidoy Meiser. Basically, the simple, you know, what's going on, you'll read it when you get to Mishnah Mikra. But what happens is that there's a 3 year, Meiser cycle, right? There's a certain Meiser that you always give, Meiser Rishon, and then there's a Meiser, then you give Meiser Sheni for 2 years in a row, and then the third year you give what's called Meiser Ani, and then you do that cycle again, Meiser Sheni, and then in the third year, the sixth year, you give Meiser Ani, and then it's the Shemitah year, and then the next year you go back to the cycle. So at the end, and Meiser Sheni, we take the produce of Meiser Sheni, we bring it to your Yerushalayim, and we eat it there. Meiser Ani, we give to the Aniyim. So after one of these three-year cycles, there's a mitzvah to do what's called Vidoy Meiser and make a declaration that you did everything, looking back, reflecting on the past 3 years, you did everything in accordance with halacha, and it goes through a lot, there are a lot of halachos that we know from this declaration of the halachas that you kept. So it's interesting. So one of these lines is, V'lo bi'arti mimenu betame, and I did not destroy from it, but really like consume from it, while tame, and the pasuk pshat means that while it was tame, or while I was tame, I didn't consume, I didn't consume from it. But the lashon of mimenu seems a little bit extra. So mimenu, so this is the Gemara derives from here. Mimenu iatamavir, from it you're not allowed to consume when it's tame, meaning from my sersheni, aval atamavir. Shemen shel truma shenidmes. Mimenu seems to exclude something that you are allowed to benefit from and consume, do a biur from when tame. Right? So you declared regarding the Meiser Sheni, I did not consume it when it was tame. It. So I can consume something that is tame. Maybe not eating, consuming, but benefiting from it, using it as a fuel and benefiting from it. So what is that? Must be ava ma'atamavir shemeshel truma shenitmes. You're allowed to benefit from tame truma oil. So the Gemara says, hold on. Ve'ema mimenu yatamavir ava atamavir shemeshel shemen shel kodesh shenitma. Right. So maybe that's not. You jumped to like talking about tame truma. Maybe the pasuk means to exclude an isser of benefiting from. Of oil that was hektish, it was consecrated to the Beis Hamikdash, oil that was hektish, which you can't benefit from, but once it becomes tameh, maybe then I could use it as fuel and benefit from there. Right? You jump to truma. Maybe the pasuk, when it says mimenu, it's not teaching me that I can use tameh truma oil. Maybe I can use tameh hektish oil. But tameh truma oil, I can't use. That's not a good source. The Gemara responds now. Love kavachomer. Who isn't a kavachomer that's not the case? Isn't it for sure not telling me that I'm allowed to benefit from tamei hektish oil? Ma meiser hakal amra Torah lo biarti mimenu. Meiser is relatively kal. That right? It's less stringent lahalacha. In that really anybody could benefit from it, right? Meaning anybody. Brings Meiser is not as opposed to Truma. Truma is there's much greater chumros by truma. There's a greater isser in eating it, a greater punishment for eating it. Then truma kohanim are only kohanim are allowed to eat truma, and meister sheni Yisrael eats from it. So and kohanim could probably benefit from it as well. So clearly it's much more makel. So ma meister hakal. Amra Torah. Oh, sorry. We shouldn't be comparing it to Truma. Better to compare it to Hekdesh right now. Hekdesh obviously is more machmir than Meiser as well. So ma Meiser hakal Amra Torah lo biarti mimenu betame kodesh chamor lo kol shechein. Right. Over here, the Torah is telling me that I'm not allowed to benefit from Meiser, Meiser sheni. I'm not allowed to benefit from it when it's tame. And you're going to tell me that from Kodesh, which is clearly more chamor, I can? That's an illogical derivation. So the Gemara responds, okay, ihachi trumanami lema kava chomer hu. Right? Then truma also, right? You're saying like, oh, the Gemara wanted to say, oh, we learn here the menu comes to exclude truma. And then we say, well, how do you know it's truma? Maybe it's coming to exclude kachim. We said, that's illogical, because kachim clearly are more machmir. So he says, okay, truma is also more machmir than meister sheni. So, right, also that. So the Gemara responds, haksiv mimenu. But it says mimenu, meaning the Torah is, yes, it's true. Maybe it doesn't seem like the most logical thing, but there's a drasha for the pasuk. So the Gemara responds, umare isa. Right. It's true, but mara isa, meaning what did you see that made you want to derive one over the other? So we learn out truma, right? That you want to say that the mimenu comes to exclude truma, and it's not coming to exclude hektish, right? Meaning yes, right? Both of them are illogical. Both of them, in theory, should be more strict than meister sheni. Torah says mimenu to come to exclude something. So why would you jump to saying truma? Maybe it's hektish. Who knows? So the Gemara responds, "Mistavra kodesh lo mima itna." It's logical that the mimenu is not coming to exclude kodesh. Why? Shekain simen, I guess a pinak or panak ikas, because we know that there's by kodesh there's the simen of pinak ikas. Which is where it's the Gemara is going to say what it is in a moment. Right, pigel noser carbon meila v'karis aser laonein. Basically, what it means is that these are just chumros that appear by hektish, and by kodesh and by kachim. And since there are these great chumros, so if we have to exclude one thing, we have to exclude right. Mimenu is coming to exclude a category of oil that I'm allowed to benefit from, even if it's tamei, by burning it. So if we had to jump to one, it doesn't make sense to jump to hektish, which has these six, has this chumra of pinak ikas. Rather, it's more logically truma. So now just to discuss what these things are. And also how we get that. So the pinak or panak is pigel, nosar, and carbon. That works out. Pigel is where it's where somebody has the wrong intention during the carbon to eat it at the wrong time, and it becomes puzzle because of that. That's called pigel. Nosar is that carbonos have a designated time of when you're supposed to finish eating them by, and once they are past the expiration date, they are it's nosar must be burned, and carbon, right? Does Rashi elaborate on that? Okay, right. So this is carbonos in general. Carbonos have this status. So pigel, nosar, and carbon, these things. So they have for them meila, the kares, and aser laonein. So it's the ayin of meila, and it's the kaf of kares, and the samach of aser. So that's how it gets to ikas. I guess it worked for them. It could be that they had a very pronounced ayin ma'ila, and so therefore it sticks out. But ikas that was a mnemonic that worked for Chazal to remember ma'ila v'karis and aser la'onein. These things, there's an isser of ma'ila on them, where You're not allowed right to right. There's an issur of benefiting from it. Vikares, a violation of right the death penalty of kares, which Rashi adds, by the way. He says ochla, if you eat one of these things, betumas haguf, while tame, right. So he says v'truma b'misa de shemayim yamav nekatarim truma. There's misa b'de shemayim aval eno holich hariri, but kares. Is a doubly bad thing. Rashi and the next Amud is going to say so as well, that there's early death, but also going childless. It's part of Karis. So Karis is definitely very severe. And Asr la'onein, and oneid, is not allowed, right? Somebody who is in the early stages of mourning, is not allowed to have any of these things. So now, So the Gemara says, you see, it's very machmer. The Gemara says, "Hey, adaraba truma lo mama itna." Now I would say truma shouldn't be should be the one not excluded. I mean, if you said that which one are we going to exclude? Which one is mimenu going to teach? We're going to exclude, and which one are we going to get a chumra by? Right. So the Gemara says, from mimenu we're going to exclude something, and that's going to create a kula for that thing. So which one should it be? Should it be hektish oil that's tame, or truma oil that's tame? So the Gemara said, why would you jump to truma? We see how machmer hektish is because of panakikas. So the Gemara says, adraba truma lo meidna. I would say truma should be excluded. Shekain machpaz simen, because there's a simen machpaz by truma. What's machpaz? Simen misa chomesh. The ein la pidyon, the surah le zarim. So this one works a lot better in the Rashi Tevas. At least it's the first letter of each word, right? So it's that there is misa. Misa b'de shemayim, says Rashi, lezar ha'ochla o kohen tame, right? So if a kohen is tame and eats truma, or a zar, a non kohen eats truma, so he has misa b'de shemayim, so that's a chumra. You have misa, and we have chomesh, that there's a, which you don't have by the other things that you have to pay, right? If you finally have to pay an extra fifth to the kohen, and ve'in la pidyon. Rashi says, "Lo tzia lechul in aval kodesh yesh kodesh shenifta kigon shehumam lefnei shchita." Right. So sometimes you have a pidyon, or when it comes to kudshim, for example, there is a mum, but there is no such pidyon existing. There's no redemption when it comes to truma. So this is an extra chumra of truma over hekdesh, and also vasur lezarim, which is non-kohanim cannot benefit from truma, but that's not the case by Rashi says le'olam definitively. Avul kodesh yesh kodesh shamuter lezarim. There are kachim that zarim can eat. Lachar zrika kigon meiser behema v'toda v'shlamim. There are certain types of karbanos that a non-kohen can benefit from, right? For example, a shlamim, we bring a carbon shlamim or a carbon toad. Of course, the baal, who's a non-kohen, benefits from it. So we see some chumros by truma that don't exist by hektish. So now we see that both truma and hektish have their own mnemonics that allude to chumros by them. So which one is mimenu going to exclude and tell me that I can't that I'm allowed to benefit from this tame oil of this category? So the Gemara gives two answers. It says hanach nefishan. These are more, which seems to say that there are more chumros by hektish, by kudshim. And therefore, since there's more truma by kudshim, I'm going to go to the more makel one and say mimenu comes to exclude truma oil. I was wondering what that means. Rashi says b'shem. He says they're more in name. What does that mean? I checked the art scroll and it didn't really like address my question. I'm missing something. I listened to I quickly went to Rav Rosner Daf Yomi and like fast forward. It's like halfway through he just said that like. I think he was saying that the mnemonic for the other one is more that the true that right because we have pinak ikas and pinak ikas is more than machpaz, so and it could be that's what Rashi means by b'shem. In name it's more. I'm not exactly sure, but in some way hanach nefishan, maybe I don't know, in its prevalence, the applications of the Chumrah, could be there are actually more Chumrahs. I'm just missing some of it. But there are more Chumrahs. I mean, I guess also the Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is not really a Chumrah, I guess, of Truma, right? That's less than Kares. Kares is stronger. So this Chumrah is actually a greater Chumrah, and it could be that it looses out in that regard. Okay, but that's the first Pshat. V'yibayisim, another Pshat, is Kodesh Chamor. We see, in general, Kodesh is Chamor, Shekein Anush Kares. Oh, wait, so this, I mean, okay, sorry, this is, well, this actually... So I guess this is not the first answer, but that Kodesh is we see overall Kodesh is more chamor because it has the anush of Kores, the of Kores. Rashi says, as we quoted, Adifa de isba trei chumrei yamav nichrasin v'holi hariri, that there are two chumras to Kores over Misa B'dei Shemayim. One is that the days are shortened, just like Misa B'dei Shemayim, but also that someone goes childless. That could also be a manifestation of Kores, and therefore. We see that Kodesh is more chamer. So whether it's hanach nefishan b'shem, or just the fact that we very often were able to see the chumrah of something by its punishment, and there's a much more chamer punishment kares than misa b'dei shemayim of truma. Therefore, we are able to conclude that if Mimenu is going to teach me that there is something I'm allowed to benefit from while Tameh by using it as fuel, which oil would that be? I would definitely say oil of Tameh Truma before oil of Tameh Kudshin. And then we're going to get to one more pshat. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Amar Krad, the pasuk says, titain lo, that you should give it to him. That when it's talking about truma, so this is another reason why we would say that you should that truma should be excluded from mimenu. It's that the pasuk says titein lo, you should give it to him, and the Gemara darshins lo, right? The lo is extra, so lo velo lo uro, you should give it to him and not to his fire, not to his like his you know his oven, his you know. You should give it to him as food and not as fuel, right? Rashi says, "Mikan she'ein tormen minatame ala tahor," right? Because someone might say, "Well, I need to give truma. I can totally give tummy food to the kohen because he can benefit from it anyway because he can use it as fuel." So the Torah says, "No, titain lo. You should give him tahor stuff that he can be lo and not luuro, not for his fuel." So the Gemara. Realizes from this, Michlal, this implies debas urohu. From the fact that the Torah tells me lo velo lo uro, it implies that it's true, you could use it as fuel. Just we don't want you to do that lechatchila. But technically, yes, it is bas uro. It's something that is fitting to go to be used as fuel, tame oil. But don't give it to him lechatchila, and that's another indication that truma oil can be burnt while tameh.